I think that we have to understand that whether these people are refugees, as some of them are, or whether they're migrants, the arrival of very large numbers of them in the European Union will mean that they will establish themselves in a fairly short time as citizens, that they will seek to bring family members to join them, and that the process which has already taken place in the United States with many, many Latin American migrants will happen in Europe. That is to say, the whole region, the whole European Union, will be transformed by the arrival of very large numbers of people of different cultures and languages, who will compel us, because of their numbers, to adapt to them, rather than being compelled to adapt to us, as was the case with all previous forms of migration. And this is going to mean major changes in our society, religious changes, social changes, cultural changes, which we might as well get used to because they're going to happen.
How alive do you think David Cameron and other European leaders are to this issue, Peter?
I don't think they care very much. I think for a very long time a lot of them have felt that the main reason for encouraging large-scale migration has been to create a pool of cheap labour, which is what they greatly desire. And that has been their main motivation. Almost all these people think like Thatcherites. They think the only thing which matters is money. They see economic benefits, which are disputable, arising from mass immigration, and they're completely blind to the huge social changes which come with them, whether they approve of them or not. There are, of course, people in our society who do, and New Labour was full of them, who do profoundly want to alter our society, to make it less particular, less, in our case, less British, less English, less Christian, because that is, in any case, their objective, and who welcome mass migration on those grounds. And the famous revelation by the New Labour speechwriter Andrew Neither, that they were hoping to rub the right's nose in diversity. I don't think Mr. Cameron and his colleagues have thought that hard about it. I think they're mainly concerned about the economic impact. Germany is certainly concerned about the economic impact because it has such a low birth rate that it faces a considerable labour crisis if it doesn't encourage mass immigration.
Let me ask you this, Peter.
Other things apart from money which matter in the society.
Final question, Peter. I'm really keen to get you on this. How easy or otherwise has it been for people like you to get your voice heard on this issue? Or do you feel that in some instances, and I'm going to name it, and in my view, shame, the BBC has effectively quelled people like you?
Well, no, I don't think I've ever been prevented from saying it. It's just, you can say all kinds of things. I've spent most of my adult life saying all kinds of things which are perfectly rational, sensible, and true, and being ignored at the time, and then being told 20 years later, you were right about that. And I fully expect people to say in 20 years' time, if I'm still alive, that I'm right about this. But it doesn't make any difference, because there is no... It's not a question so much of the BBC, though the BBC is, of course, full of social liberals who want this sort of change. It's not a question of that. It's a question of there being, in our society, no major political party by which people of my opinion can affect in any way, even slightly, the outcome of political decisions. I have absolutely no access to politics at all.
Always good speaking with you, Peter. Thank you. Also broadcaster, columnist for the Mail on Sunday, Peter Hitchens.